We have an extraordinary vocalist from Dallas singing with us today. Alex Bumpus is the... Do you call yourself a tenor?
I am.
I mean, you're everything.
Well, I'm a specialized kind of tenor.
When you sing, when you speak right there, I clearly hear you're a tenor.
Yes.
But then you were... that's bass land.
I did. You know, I began as a bass. When my voice first changed when I was younger... Right. I sang bass until college. I didn't switch to tenor until college, and for whatever reason, I maintained my lower extension. So.
Right. It's just phenomenal.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Who the heck conceived to write this thing for somebody that had to go so high and so low? Peter Maxwell Davies.
Yes.
He's an English guy, right?
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. It's Sir Peter Maxwell
Yes,
Davies.
Right. Sir. Yes. Sir.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, anyway, in England, anybody can wind up a Sir Paul McCartney. You know, it's like, but this is a performance that you can catch on Sunday afternoon. If you're looking for an escape from the Christmas holidays, this is definitely nothing like Christmas.
Yes, and there are other pieces on the program that are gorgeous, just beautiful. It's very much in contrast to this. We're doing some. Old.
Are you saying you brought the ugliest pieces you could possibly find to perform on the radio?
Only for you.
Okay. Now, actually, we will be playing guest excerpts from these things, and you can hear them on Sunday afternoon from 4 to 6 at Big Medium over at the Canopy on Springdale Road, just off of Airport. The conductor is Jacob Schnitzer, and as I said, George III. The vocalist is Alex Bumpus from Dallas, and flutist is Samantha Tarantella. No, wait, that can't be right. Tartanella. Is that right? Tartanella. And clarinetist is Ryan Stockhausen. And is your dad the composer or something? Nope. Okay. And violinist Nick Montopoli, cellist James Birch, and pianist Nicholas Clark, and percussionist Jordan Walsh, who also made the bird sounds. And Mad King, this Sunday, 4 to 6, Big Medium. Thank you for coming in. And thanks to Cliff Hargrove, our engineer, who I think probably had quite a challenge to mic this thing properly. Thank you so much. It was a treat.